Hello and welcome back to Putting Town Centres First, a new podcast by the Heritage Council. I'm Alison Harvey and I will be interviewing our guests throughout the series on all things town centres and the need for innovative and collaborative responses and solutions to preserving our historic town centres. In this episode, I speak with Martha Farrell, a lecturer from IT Tralee, who delivers on business and marketing modules. Martha has been involved in four collaborative town centre health check projects in County Kerry so far: Tralee, Listowel, Killarney and Dingle. In this episode, Martha talks about the process of undertaking those collaborative town centre health check projects with her students and the value that the projects have provided, as well as the key findings. She also speaks about how different generations now want different things from their retail experience and their town centres, and how retailers have to adapt to survive. Martha also mentions mentorship opportunities, the need for an Irish Town Centre data platform and portal, and the Town Centre First policy. Thanks again to Martha for this fascinating interview and for sharing her point of view. Please enjoy Martha Farrell. Hello, folks. Today we are talking with Martha Farrell from IT Tralee. Hello, Martha. Great to see you again. Martha, could you just give us a bit of background in terms of what you do? What's your role in IT Tralee? What's your experience?
Hi, Ellie. Thanks for inviting me to take part in your podcast series. I'm a lecturer at IT Tralee, delivering on business and marketing related modules. I've about 15 years of experience. One of the modules I deliver on is the research project module, which requires students to take on live case, client-initiated research projects as part of a team. And it's through this module that I became involved in the pilot, as it was then, Collaborative Town Centre Health Check.
So we met, I think it was late 2016, yeah. Hard to believe. It's so long ago. What's that, four years? My goodness. Seems like yesterday, Martha. So yeah, we worked on the CTCHC project in Tralee and set it up, and we had a team. I mean, I do really want to commend you, because that was the first CTCHC report that was over the line, that went over the line. So it was great, you know, and we were sort of pioneering it in Tralee, as you know, and you were heavily involved in that. Do you want to just talk about the sort of, we have a 15-step process, obviously, and your background, because you're marketing, you were just a whiz. And as we all know, we had no funding in that first year. So it was so important that, you know, that we met you. So do you want to talk about Tralee CTCHC, our very first? I feel like we need a drum roll here, you know.
It's true. I suppose, yeah, I was on that steering committee with you. I was the Institute of Technology Tralee representative of that first collaborative town centre health check. And together with representatives of Kerry County Council, Tralee Chamber Alliance, yourself, Ali, representing the Heritage Council, and of course our hardworking students, we embarked upon what was the first collaborative town centre health check to be published out of that pilot programme. And we were pioneers, you know. Yeah. We attended the Heritage Council training workshops in Naas and Dublin Castle. And we followed that 15-step collaborative town centre health check process, you know, that was proposed at the time. And we had no budget at that time. So it really was an exercise in team and relationship building.
It really was collaboration, wasn't it, Martha? We couldn't have done it otherwise.
Absolutely. And we had a lot of coordination meetings with you. You would have come down to Kerry to attend them. And those relationships still exist today. And I think that's one of the strengths of the entire programme, that collaborative aspect of it.
I think that's so important. And I mean, obviously, you and I were talking the other evening and we were saying, you know, we went out for dinner, the team, we really did sort of like that trust was quite immediate, wasn't it? And, you know, we were all sort of jumping in into the unknown in terms of, you know, doing land use surveys, you know, trying to find out about the town centre, doing all the surveys that are listed on the 15 steps that we agreed in those workshops. And then obviously we had the Darren Burke, Kevin Burns, you know, Darren did a wonderful job with your research that you had undertaken. We were just so lucky, weren't we? That team, it was like kind of, you know, it was a good team, wasn't it? And we're all still sort of in touch, which is very nice.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the students did, you know, an admirable job as well, considering it was their first time working on a project of this nature as a team. We had international students taking a semester in Tralee, and, you know, they took to it just as much as the Irish-based students did. So it was really, you know, a successful project, I have to say. It was lovely to work on it.
Yeah, I remember the first presentation that your students did with that you were leading on, obviously, and those international students, and they were sort of talking about how people in their countries use the towns differently to the way we were using them in Ireland. So, I mean, I think that was kind of like a wake up call, wasn't it? We were all sort of sitting there going, okay, you know, to hear what the French, you know, how their love of town centres and, you know, how they were sort of really appealing to us to help our towns like we were trying to do, you know.
Absolutely.
Very good. So your students enjoyed it. I do remember the launch, the ministerial launch, and looking at your students, the faces and things, and their faces, they were just glowing, you know.
As a learning exercise for students, it was a really interesting topic. And as an applied research project, you know, they could really see their work having an impact on a place that they were living in or they were familiar with at least. And you know, they came to the launch of the findings, as you say, and they could see the initiatives they'd recommended based on the findings being actually acted on after the launch. So it was an incredible experience for them.
Yeah, I mean, their findings were so important because we used them straight away. I mean, that was the beauty of it, you know. It really was like a production line for those students. You know, the benefits and the outcomes were immediate, I think, really, weren't they, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so in terms of you know, we were talking about sort of market segments. Everybody's been talking about this, obviously, with sort of Christmas shopping, people shopping online. You know, there's a lot of focus on Generation Y and Z. You know, obviously, you're a marketing expert. Why do you think that is? How have they changed the game? Like, you know, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose you'd firstly have to define the generations based on their age ranges. Now, it actually differs based on the source you're reading, but there are kind of four big generations of interest to marketers in particular. So you have your baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964. Generation X are born between 1965 and 1980. Generation Y ranges from 1981 and 1996. And Generation Z are those born roughly between 1997 and 2015. And one of the biggest differentiators between these generations has been the impact of technology on their lives and their lifestyles. So if you take those two generations you're talking about, you know, the Generation Y and Z, and Generation Y are often called millennials. So young and core millennials and Generation Z, essentially people under the age of 30. We find a set of consumers that have used mobile and digital devices since early childhood. They're digital natives, Ellie. And they consume high volumes of information, typically on their smartphones.
Okay, and so it's part of their hand.
yeah, absolutely. A lot of time spent. I think Generation Z, it's estimated they spend about 3 hours a day at least on their smartphones. And while baby boomers and Generation X are, you know, consumers of traditional media, Generation Y and Z are far more likely to be influenced by social media.
Okay.
And they're incredibly savvy online shoppers, and they spend time researching their purchases really carefully, and they're price conscious, but they also really appreciate the range of products they can research online. And that's why they're really less brand loyal than previous generations. And what they're looking for is convenience. They want frictionless shopping experiences, and they have very little patience for poor or inefficient service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they really expect convenience like free returns, speedy delivery, and click and collect. So it's definitely, it has changed retail incredibly.
So it's been a huge catalyst. Is that what you're saying? Like it's transformed, you know, the technology has transformed everything. Is that really what is going on?
Yeah. So they're buying online to a greater degree than the previous generations, but they still value the brick and mortar experience. They just expect more from it. So creating an excellent in-store experience is of critical importance. And we're really talking multi-sensory experience, you know. We need visual experiences, experiences they will want to share on social media as well.
Okay, so is it part of their social media experience? Like they want to be able to take a selfie, they want to sort of, you know, as they walk into the shop or the store, it's the smell, it's all their senses being engaged, yeah.
It's the lighting, it's the visual displays, it's the sense of smell, the music that's playing, it's everything, it's everything around them. And also, Ali, incorporating more of a social environment into the retail experience. So anything like tastings, demonstrations, entertainment events, you know, so atmospherics are really important to this generation. Yeah.
That's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah. It's more difficult though, you know, so I suppose, you know, retailers are going to have to work harder to surprise and delight these customers, you know. A very interesting report actually by PricewaterhouseCoopers in 2019, and it was actually based on a survey of 1,000 consumers in Ireland, showed that younger shoppers are not seeing that connection between buying Irish and the associated positive impact for local retailers and the economy. Yeah, so it was more the older generations, like Generation X and the baby boomers, were the ones who could make that connection. And I suppose I just hope that the recent and very welcome promotion of Shop Local initiatives in Ireland following the pandemic will drive that point home to Generation Y and Z.
Yeah. Well, I know, I mean, we've talked about this before, you know, with our own families and stuff, we're really trying to drive it home, aren't we? Saying you can only get vouchers for this store, it has to be Irish. And yeah, I do think this Christmas, hopefully people will be sort of, you know, trying to champion our town centres and our .ie websites and things like that. So there seems to be a lot of promotion and a lot of support for that. So yeah, I mean, hopefully our young people, I'm sure they're aware of, you know, the future of some of their shops and their town centres and the employment impacts on that. So just moving on, in terms of consumers and the commercial sector in our town centres, you know, what we've found with the programme and a lot of the surveys is that there might be a slight mismatch or a slight gap in terms of the consumers want something and then maybe the commercial sector think they want something else. So, you know, in terms of your experience, what do you think needs to be improved? How can we sort of make these links stronger? What have you been working on?
One of the benefits of the collaborative town centre health check process was that IT Tralee continued to work with Kerry County Council and Tralee Chamber Alliance and actually other chambers in the county as well. We've tried to apply this evidence-based decision making espoused by the collaborative town centre health check programme, if you like, in our towns in Kerry. So during the first lockdown, we initiated what was called the Let's Talk About Town Survey with the Tralee Chamber Alliance, which was promoted by TralleeToday.ie. And the survey sought to identify what shoppers were looking for in this new COVID environment, you know. Almost 1,200 respondents to this survey, you know. It was a great time to do a survey, I suppose, because people were, in a sense, locked down in their homes and we had, you know, a captive audience. So the response rate was really powerful.
Yeah, it's a big survey. Yeah, well done.
It was really, really useful. So we found that 27% of respondents expected to reduce the number of shopping visits to Tralee post-COVID. On a positive note, we also found that 92% of consumers felt they would support Tralee Town Centre businesses post-COVID. And when we asked respondents to rate 20 items in terms of their importance when deciding where to spend their money, we found the top five items were cleanliness, which was no surprise because of the pandemic, but also, I suppose, experience-orientated factors like respect shown to customers, respect shown to staff, polite and friendly staff, and a quality and choice of products. So I think that really showed what our respondents or our consumers are looking for from their shopping experience in Tralee, and that these key experiential aspects relating to customer service and product range are really highly valued factors.
I think that's really interesting, Martha, because like that's the uniqueness as well, because you can't get that really online, particularly from the sort of international online websites. You know, you're missing out on that experience, that customer service that you're talking about. Yeah.
And actually, just the year after, it was very interesting to note on this one, I think, that just after the health check in the Collaborative Town Centre health check in 2016, our Bachelor of Business Marketing students did a lovely mixed method research project on millennials in Tralee, which involved focus group and survey research. And they actually engaged 140 millennials in the study. And I thought it was very interesting to read that 80% of those millennials rated having retail stores in Tralee Town Centre as either important or very important. And 77% rated the town centre as either important or very important to them, you know?
Yeah.
So wow, that is interesting. At the same time, we asked them, you know, whether they spent more time socialising or shopping than in Tralee Town Centre, and 60% selected socialising, whereas 40% selected shopping, you know.
Yeah, wow, that's a trend that's sort of, yeah, that's different, isn't it?
And actually, just recently, again, in conjunction with Tralee Chamber Alliance, and to support the local retailers in the face of this pandemic, a group of students are studying the brands sought by consumers of the different generations. And we're hoping that this will help our retailers to better meet the needs of consumers in Tralee, and to be able to link the customers, the consumers in Tralee, with the commercial sector in our town centres to a greater degree.
I think that's so important, isn't it, to get those links and the data and get that information and build a community. And I know the European Commission is very strong on that, you know, to try and to build up that that wider community.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, almost like an ecosystem, you know, how our town centres actually operate. Can I just ask you then, Martha, obviously you've been so busy in Kerry, right? You've been working on four collaborative town centre health checks, Tralee, Listowel, Killarney and Dingle. Can you just sort of pull out the headline kind of findings for comparisons, contrasts? Like, what did you find sort of overall between those four projects?
I suppose outside of this very deeply felt sense of pride in their towns, I mean, that is a standout factor emerging from all of the town centre health checks. People who took part in our collaborative town centre health check research really had a strong sense of pride about their town. That was a very obvious thing emanating from the research. But in terms of three key themes that I would have said were very common across all of the research projects I would have been involved in. Firstly, I would have said an underdeveloped online presence of the businesses. So in 2016, now granted it's you know 4 years ago, we had 79% of Tralee businesses surveyed owning a website, but only 38% were selling from it. Mm-hmm. We had 70% having a Facebook presence, but only 20% had an Instagram presence, which is a really important platform for those younger generations of Y and Z in particular. In subsequent collaborative town centre health check projects our students have again been involved in, we've seen these figures increasing, all right. So there definitely are more businesses trading online. There are more businesses with a more comprehensive social media presence, but there is still a huge body of work to develop these businesses' online presence to the degree that's expected by these younger generations.
I think that's really the key to it, isn't it? Those, you know, the commercial sector has to get on board with the, you know, the technology and the sort of the IT and stuff, you know. Otherwise, as Deemer said in our previous podcast, otherwise they're gone. They have to move and they have to adapt and be more resilient. So that's so, so important.
Absolutely. So the second theme, I suppose, that I would have seen emerging from the four collaborative town centre health check projects in Kerry would have been the dominance of a small number of international online traders. In every collaborative town centre health check town centre user survey, we found almost the same brands listed in the top 10 online stores. So we see Amazon, Boohoo, ASOS, Zara, you know, and it just struck me, a very small number of international online traders is dominating this online retail space.
Yeah, there's a concentration. I absolutely agree with you. We'll not mention the word monopoly, but yeah, go on ahead.
The third theme I would see emerging from the Collaborative Town Centre Health Check projects in Kerry would be this idea that the single biggest issue people want to see addressed is parking and traffic management in our towns. I suppose if you ask respondents in an open-ended question, what single biggest improvement would you like to see made to your town, parking will come up as an answer for sure. But when we asked people to rate a list of 20 items in terms of their importance in deciding on where to spend their money as part of this Let's Talk About Town survey we undertook last May, we found that, yeah, parking is important to 66% of shoppers. But on that list of 20 items, it's actually 19th on the list. The top items are all related to customer experience and cleanliness because of our COVID environment. But parking is definitely not even in the top 10. So I think it's important to make that point, yeah.
Just in terms of mentoring systems, you know, that have maybe come out of your work on the projects in those four towns, what mentoring systems do you think should be put in place for businesses in town centres, and also who should lead on this?
Well, I think there's a wealth of really good training programmes and credited programmes from the local enterprise offices to the ETBs to Skillnet to the IOTs and the universities. I do think mentoring is definitely required to a greater degree because it's sometimes difficult for businesses to apply everything they've learned in, let's say, a 1 day or a 1 week training program in their business. And I think, you know, for instance, I Teach Relay in conjunction with Skillnet has recently developed the BA in Retail Experience Management, which allows those working in retail to continue working while studying for a degree, so the learner can apply their learning directly to benefit their business as part of the coursework. And it's also supervised, I suppose. So I think that whole supervision mentoring role really needs to be developed.
Yeah, that support, that's wonderful. So maybe we could put some information on that up on your podcast. Would that be all right, Martha? Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, so I mean, the mentoring, I suppose we talked about collaboration, the collaborative town centre health check, the whole ethos of the programme is collaboration. So, I mean, mentoring is another way, it's another layer to that collaboration, isn't it? And I mean, it's great that you guys, you know, on the back of the sort of Tralee project, that IT Tralee really went for it. I mean, that's fabulous.
Mentoring can be delivered a number of ways. So it could be through a fairly advanced training program or a higher education qualification, but also it could be delivered maybe through your LEO, or it could be delivered maybe as part of a retail subcommittee. So you could have peer mentoring, or, you know, businesses helping each other out, which again is encouraging that retail community that the European Commission is really wanting to develop in our towns.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. And also for the programme for next year, you know, that mentoring, you know, we could do it between the towns, you know, so we can all start to share and exchange. That really would be the sort of the synergies, you know, that we would get at a programme level, which would be really useful after all our hard work, particularly in the first year. You know, as you know, that was really tough, wasn't it? You know, the first year, but we're 4 years down the line. So yeah, we look forward to 2021 and helping our town centres some more.
And I also think those training programmes really should focus on the benefits of collaboration and networking, because I just get a sense that many businesses, they understand that networking could be useful, but I don't think they realise that the time they invest might be worth more than they think it is in terms of building these relationships and engaging in collaborative projects.
Yeah, and creating that social capital. Maybe we need to sort of focus on that next year, you know, to sort of highlight what is social capital and those relationships, those networks, that's actually what we're creating is of value. As you say, so in terms of the data, I mean, the program is very much focused on creating data for the first time to get those baselines in. Do you think we're data shy, or do you think we're now starting to turn the corner and sort of recognizing that we have to get the information, we have to have these interfaces, we have to keep doing the surveys? To me, that's like the whole sort of drive at a European level is digital platforms. You know, again, next year is going to be really interesting to see what we can do in Ireland. What do you think yourself about sort of digital platforms and data and sharing?
Well, I think our Let's Talk About Town survey this summer has shown that we can get a really good response rate using online technologies to collect data. And that would make it even easier to collect and store and analyze. And I think we really need to see some form of national platform or database or some repository, because we have information now from 4 collaborative town centre health checks in Kerry. We have also some other related research, and it would really be useful to be able to add to this, to update it, to draw comparisons, to see similarities, differences maybe between towns, and to assist in evidence-based decision-making so we can really prioritise resources in our towns.
I think that's it, Martha, because like we've got 15 towns in the programme, including the 4 that you're talking about, and we've got a waiting list of about 18. There's more towns coming in. The programme for government and the Town Centre First policy, hopefully that's one of the things that's going to be looked at and supported, is that we can get that national portal or digital platform, because we're all working away gathering this information, but we need support, I suppose, now through this new policy, as you say, to sort of share, and also so that we can look at international comparisons as well, you know, so that we can sit down with the Dutch and the Danish and, you know, sort of show them what we have got and see what do they think of our figures compared to their own. I mean, do you think, is this policy that's really, I mean, it needs to be innovative, doesn't it, this new policy?
Absolutely. You know, a town centre first policy, I really think that, firstly, I mentioned it earlier, this sense of place, this sense of pride, this sense of belonging that's emanating from the town centre health check research needs to be understood. We need to recognise the importance of our towns. And I think if that's recognised, then there should also be a follow-on recognition that towns need to be managed, and they therefore need to be resourced. And I think we really need to focus on, you know, creating these baselines and building on them if we really do truly value and want to manage our towns going forward.
Yeah, because it's very hard to manage your towns if you don't have the baselines in place. Like, what are you basing the decision making on, and what are you basing the investment, you know, taxpayers' money? So, I mean, to me, it's a win-win. Yeah, Martha, so the Town Centre First policy, obviously, you know, this podcast is to support the development or formulation of that policy. So thank you very much for all those ideas that you have. And you've obviously worked incredibly hard, you know, on those 4 towns. So they must be delighted to have you down there. You know, you're a huge asset to that, to the county and to the region. Can I just ask you one last question? So I'm going to ask all the speakers the same question. It's, you know, if you could do one thing for Irish town centres, what would you do?
So if I could do one thing for Irish town centres, I would set up a task force or a town team or a town activation team, whatever you would like to call it, in every town, which would include all the key partners, people with different skill sets and different backgrounds, representing the chambers, the civic leaders, the higher education institutions, planners, representatives of the council, to collaborate on actions that would improve the town. Because I think when you don't have those town teams in operation, organizations can maybe work in isolation of each other, and it actually doesn't really bode well for relationship building between them. So I really do think each town should have their own team that is required to, or is working towards, collaborative action for the town.
I think that's it, Martha. That's spot on, because these towns are shared places, and they have been for generations and centuries, and for us to help them, we have to work together. And as you and I know, with the team that we worked on in Tralee, like, we had lots of fun working on the project. So, I mean, work doesn't have to kill you. It can actually be really productive and really enjoyable. And the beauty of it was that I got to meet you and, you know, look at the work that you've done. You've been fabulous. Thank you very much, Martha. I you know, hopefully this government policy will happen sooner rather than later for the benefit of our town centres. So thank you, Martha.
Thank you very much, Ali, and congratulations to yourself and to the Heritage Council for an excellent collaborative town centre health check programme.
Thanks again to Martha for her time and for sharing such interesting and important insights with us. It's so great to hear a marketing expert's perspective on generations, consumers, retail, communities and town centres. We have posted the Tralee Town Centre Health Check Report from 2017 along with this podcast. So please have a look to see what we actually did. That was the first collaborative town centre health check project over the line. So it was great to actually get it done. It was just brilliant. We've also put up information on IT Tralee's BA in Retail Experience Management. That's linked in the description. So please make sure to check this out also. This course was set up by IT Tralee, as Martha says, after the results of the collaborative town centre health check for Tralee came through. So that was one of the key outcomes that happened as a result of that project being undertaken. We're delighted with the feedback and success of our first few episodes, and we really appreciate all your ideas and all your comments and the liking and sharing that you've been doing, which is so helpful to us as we try to get this message about looking after our town centres out there. So please keep it up. The podcast is now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer and Castbox. So feel free to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, you can follow the Heritage Council on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and get involved in the conversation about supporting our historic town centres. Thanks for listening.